The U.S. and other countries have been trying to probe Swiss banks, and now a huge trove of leaked documents is shedding new light on that secretive industry. The documents come from the giant bank HSBC, and they were released over the weekend by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. Here's NPR's Jim Zaroli.
The documents contain records of some 30,000 accounts kept at HSBC's Swiss subsidiary between 2005 and 2007. The accounts contained almost $120 billion and were tied to politicians, royalty, designers, and sports figures in every part of the world. They were also tied to corrupt businessmen, dictators, arms industry officials, and high-end criminals. The documents show bank employees actively helping customers conceal the accounts from authorities. The cache of data was illegally downloaded by bank employee Hervé Falciani, who later fled to France. Falciani told CBS's 60 Minutes last night that he had help taking the data from other people at the bank.
Friends, let's say, partners, gave me these data. I'm not the only person in banking system. They want to raise alarm.
The release of the documents comes at a time when the secretive Swiss banking industry has been under investigation by the United States and other countries for helping its wealthy clients conceal their assets. HSBC, which is one of the biggest banks in the world, was fined $1.9 billion by the U.S. government for money laundering in late 2012. HSBC acknowledged after the documents released this weekend that its Swiss subsidiary committed wrongdoing, but the bank says it has since reformed its operations and now complies with international banking standards. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.